Why, hello there, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the free-for-all on Milk It Radio. Giving you some new music, mixing it with some music that maybe you've forgotten about, and keeping it fresh every single time. On today's episode, like we do every week, I've got your music headlines of the week. I'm going to play you my favorite Shazam songs of 2015. We don't do that every week. We're going to take a trip back in time and listen to some Song of the Summer contenders from yesteryear. But let's begin with the title track off of Foals' brand new album, What Went Down, coming out next week. And if you are not familiar, Foals is an indie-minded English rock band, a favorite on the festival scene. This will be their fourth album, and word on the street is that it is their hardest to date. We like hard here on the free-for-all. Here is What Went Down from Foals. Enjoy.
I buried my heart in a hole in the ground, with the larks and the roses and the cowards downtown. They threw me a party, there was no one around. They tried to call my girl, but she couldn't.
When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
I can feel my face,
but I love it.
But I love it.
But I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Love that song. Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd. And before that was What's Your Name from Calvin Harris off of Dylan Francis's brand new mixtape. This mixtape is fire. And right now, guess what time it is? It is time for the music headlines of the week. The NWA biopic Straight Out of Compton was number one at the box office last weekend, taking in over $60 million. And that's a good sign for music biopics. Maybe we'll see some more in the future. Speaking of music and movies, this isn't a biopic, it's actually a documentary. On September 12th, commemorating the 12th anniversary of the death of Johnny Cash, CMT will be airing Johnny Cash, American Rebel. It is a documentary spanning the 50-year career of Johnny Cash. If you missed Stevie Wonder on his Songs in the Key of Life tour, fear not, he added 19 more dates. It kicks off September 30th and will end November 24th at Madison Square Garden, and I am happy to report that on October 9th, Stevie Wonder will be playing Pittsburgh, PA. This isn't music news, but I am a fan of professional wrestling, and I do think it's kind of neat. Jon Stewart will be hosting SummerSlam happening this Sunday, August 23rd at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And then finally, the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 this week is Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd, deservedly so. The number one album on the Billboard 200 is Disney's Descendants soundtrack. The number one song on iTunes is, you got it, Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd. And the number one album on iTunes is Compton from Dr. Dre. And right now we are going to get back into the music with a brand new song from Dead Weather. Their new album, Dodge and Burn, comes out September 25th. This is the lead single from it. It's called I Feel Love, and you will hear that Led Zeppelin influence. And maybe it's because earlier this year at Lollapalooza, Argentina, Jack White and Robert Plant were rocking out side by side. So here is I Feel Love from Dead Weather.
Every once in a while.
like a shadow walking through the corners of the room. What's going on in your head now? Maybe something I said. It's driving me crazy. You can try to lie, but you're not gonna deny. No, you're not gonna deny my love. You can run to the hillside. You can close your eyes, but you're not gonna deny. No, you're not gonna deny my love.
Can't Deny My Love from Brandon Flowers off of his latest solo album, The Desired Effect, and before that, Used to Be the Shit from Miniature Tigers. And summer, sadly, is winding down. Maybe not weather-wise, but as soon as Labor Day hits, it's over, baby. And when Labor Day does hit, we will crown a song of the summer. So right now, I want to play you a clip from Omi's Cheerleader. I know you probably heard this song a million times this summer, but just bear with me.
Do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Do I make you feel like cheating? Like, no, that's really cause, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
All right, there you go. Cheerleader from Omi. And I believe we can all agree that before the summer of 2015, Omi was not a household name. And what's special about the summer, more so in this season than any other season of the year, an unknown can break through to the mainstream. You may remember last year, there was Rude from Magic and Am I Wrong from Nico and Vince. Before those songs hit, nobody knew about Nico and Vince or Magic. And the reason an unknown can break through is because all they gotta do is capture that summertime vibe. And right now, I wanna take a trip back in time to yesteryear and listen to some Song of the Summer contenders from the past. And like OMI, these three acts were pretty much unknown in the States until their songs exploded in the mainstream during the summer months. And let's play a little game right now. After each track, I want you guys to tell me what summer the song was popular in. So we will begin with Teenage Dirtbag from Wheatus on the Free For All. And one of the drawbacks of these breakthrough summertime acts is that there's a lot of pressure to live up to, and a lot of times they become one-hit wonders like Wheatus. So what summer was that song popular in? All right, give me your guess. All right, it was the summer of 2000. Right now, I've got Hello from Martin Solvig and Dragonette, and immediately following the song, I need you to tell me the year in which this song was popular.
Thank you.
Hello from Martin Solvig in Dragonette, popular during the summer of 2011. Released in 2010, but then it built up steam and broke big in the US in 2011. And I believe Martin Solvig scored a gig with Madonna doing some tracks on MDNA. All right, last one. This one, we're going back to the 90s. Ooh, I just gave you a hint. Here is Don't Walk Away from Jade. Don't Walk Away from Jade, popular during the summer of 1993. And that concludes our listen of Song of the Summer contenders from yesteryear. None of those songs became the Song of the Summer in their respective years, but they were still big hits for all of those acts. And I think it's safe to say the biggest hits those acts ever had. So we're gonna go from Song of the Summer contenders to my favorite Shazam songs of 2015. I'm sure most of you are familiar with Shazam, and at the end of the year, there's always a Shazam ranking, like the most Shazam songs of the year. It's an app, and if you're in a grocery store or a club or your friend's house and you hear a song and you don't know what it is, you hit the app, and I guess it reads the sound waves, and it tells you what song you're listening to. So throughout the course of the year, I'll use it a lot. Sometimes I'm embarrassed. There was one a couple weeks ago, it was a classic rock track, and I was like, ooh, what? Don't want to tell anyone this, but I don't know what song it is. And I took out my phone and I Shazammed it. And it was actually a band that I wasn't familiar with. So I didn't feel so embarrassed after I Shazammed. But at the end of the month, I'll go back and see what songs I Shazammed. And then if I still like them, then I'll go and download them. So these are my favorite Shazam songs of the year. We're going to start with Run from AWOL Nation, and this is a current one. It was used on a ESPN commercial for a Royals game, and it was saying something, if you can't outrun the past, run harder. And I was like, there was only like 5 seconds that I could Shazam. It was that grimy part where the bass is playing. So I got my phone out and I Shazammed it. Turns out it was Run from AWOL Nation. Following that, Together Forever from Lizette Melendez. I don't know if I know Lizette Melendez. I don't think I do. I heard that one in the grocery store right as I was passing the pasta aisle. So that was on Muzak. And then finally, you're going to hear Suit from Boom Bap Pow. And that was on an episode of Better Call Saul. So I Shazammed it during the episode. So here are my most Shazam songs of 2015 thus far, starting with Run from AWOL Nation. We'll be right back.
okay, alright, okay, alright. 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 You're so cute, I wanna wear you like a suit. I think you look pretty good on me. You're so cute, I wanna wear you like a suit. I think you look pretty good on me. Okay, all right.
There you go. My most Shazam songs so far of 2015. That was Suit from Boom Bap Pow. And I Shazam that, like I said, during an episode of Better Call Saul. And I think the episode was called Rico. And I think it was episode 8. And that is going to do it for another episode of the Free For All. If you guys need to get a hold of me, just find me on Twitter. I am at Jim Shear. And like I remind you to do every week, if you're in your car, driving around, and you say to yourself, ooh, man, I just need to take a selfie of myself. I need to take a selfie, and I need to post that on Instagram. You can do that, but just don't do it in the car. Do it when you're stationary. Or if you need to do it in the car, pull into a parking space, do your thing, and then drive with your phone down. Okay, that's it. There you go. Good. Thank you for listening. I'm going to end the show today with Brian Storm. Not Brainstorm. Brian Storm from Arctic Monkeys. So until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yins later.
To kiss someone, to kick you. There's nothing that you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get.